This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today, we're joined by a couple of folks from the Parkway Playhouse in Burnsville, Bradshaw Call and Chris Dwyer. Bradshaw is here to tell us about the run of Nonsense, which is coming to a close this week, and then talk about the new show coming up next week, Greater Tuna. Brad, it's all yours.
All right. The final week of Nonsense starts tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Playhouse. We've had a great turnout for the show. Five very talented ladies, and it's a guaranteed evening of fun and lots of laughs. So we invite you to come out and see Nonsense. We have Chris Dwyer, another member of the staff and company of Parkway Playhouse, here to talk about Greater Tuna. Chris is the director of this show, and I'm going to let Chris tell you a little bit about it. Chris?
Well, we've got Greater Tuna coming up on August 9th through the 12th, which is the following weekend after Nonsense closed, and then August 16th through the 18th, closing on a Saturday. Basically, the idea with this show is it's sort of like a radio show where we have these two guys who are running a program, and then they invite different people onto the show. But the gimmick is these guys have to run off stage and change clothes to become these different characters. So we got guys in high heels playing women's parts. We got guys with pinwheel hats playing little kids. We got all kinds of people showing up. And it should be a hoot and a holler. It's a really popular show throughout the country throughout the United States. And there's a second play called A Tuna Christmas, and then there's Red, White, and Tuna. So it's been going for quite some time. And we really think a lot of people will enjoy it, and we hope that everyone that's been coming out to the past shows decides to come out to Greater Tuna as well. We actually have one of the characters in the studio right now, and her name is Dee Dee Snavely, and we wanted to get to know Dee Dee a little bit before the play opens. And first of all, Dee Dee, I'll have to ask you to stop smoking inside the booth. There is no smoking.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I'll put it out. You got an ashtray, Steve. Thank you. Aren't you sweet?
Well, now, Dee Dee, tell us a little bit about your employment and what you do in Tuna, Texas.
Well, thank you, Chris. I run Dee Dee's Used Guns and Ammunition. It's down on Route 5. My husband, R.R., and I run it together, although he's not there a whole lot. Now, our saying down at Dee Dee's is, if we can't kill it, it's immortal. So if y'all need some guns or ammo, tear gas, anything like that, you just come down and tell them Dee Dee sent you.
Well, thank you very much, Dee Dee.
Sorry.
You all right, Dee Dee?
I'm going to have to go out and smoke me another. And you got any more questions for me, Chris?
I think, Dee Dee, we can let you go. We need to get Stanley in here pretty quick. Stanley? Stanley, will you come over here?
Go, what you want?
Stanley, we were just going to ask you a few questions about your family and about how things are going at school. I hear you go to the trade school. Is that true?
That's right. My sister, Charlene, she's my twin. She goes to Tuna High School, but I'm over at trade school. And my little brother, Jody, well, he's at Tuna Elementary.
Uh-huh. And I've just heard a rumor that you guys have lots of dogs in your household. How many dogs do you have?
Yeah, well, it seems like Petey Fisk, every time he runs the Humane Society, every time Petey gets a dog, he gives it my little brother Jody, and we've got about, I think we got about 10 dogs right now. Mama's not real happy about that, but little Jody, he just loves dogs. Mama says he's got a dog addiction, yeah.
Well, speaking of Petey Fisk, we're about to run out of time a little bit here. We need to get Petey Fisk on the line here. And Petey Fisk runs the Greater Tuna Humane Society and really takes care of all the animals around here during the flood season and during hunting season. Petey, hunting season is coming up really soon. How do you feel about that?
Well, this is Petey Fisk for the Greater Tuna Humane Society, and I just have to say, during hunting season, I have nightmares. I wake up in cold sweats and all. But I'd like to talk to everybody today, if I can, just a little bit about boll weevils. Now, boll weevils are a greatly misunderstood animal. I'm getting the wave that I'm running out of time. Well, y'all think about boll weevils, all right?
Thank you very much, Petey, and Those are just a few of the characters from Greater Tuna. All of them actually played by Bradshaw Call himself. So please come out and check out the show. Should be a hoot and a holler. Thank you very much.
And Greater Tuna runs again August 9th through the 12th with a Sunday matinee on August the 12th at 2:30. And then another week, August 16th through the 18th. Showtimes for those are 7:30. For more information, please call the Parkway Playhouse box office at 682-4285. Thanks a lot.
Our guests on Close Up today have been Bradshaw Call and Chris Dwyer from Parkway Playhouse. Don't forget, it's the last weekend for Nonsense beginning tomorrow night. For Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.